Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Answers for the Family. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, we will bring you special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing answers and options to raising children today and in our constantly changing future. Answers for the Family will address issues such as locating a runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, and so much more. Now, our topic today is more into how you're going to get your house set up. So it's going to be more about it's designing and renovating homes for families with autistic children. Now, before we go into that, I just want to talk a little bit about some of the letters that we do get for some of our past guests. And I'm very, very thankful. I'm very grateful that people have taken the time to send these things in. So I want to be able to share them. And I thought this would be a good time. So here's some of the ones that we've received lately. This one reads, "Thank you for having Lisa Garr on your show. Her story of repatterning her brain through visualization and mental exercises has motivated me to fight the depression that I've been in over my own brain injury. My husband says he sees a positive difference in my mental growth and my behavior." Wow. Again, thank you for sharing that with us. But also, it's just a reminder of why we do the show. You know, it is to be able to get this information out. We want to be able to provide information that may, in cases like this, motivate somebody to do something to improve themselves, to improve their family, to improve their life. We have another one that came in. This one reads, "I learned so much from watching," and it's in quotes, "We know not what we do." After you had the producer of that movie on the show, as a teacher, I showed it to my fifth grade students, and we now discuss our environment as a regular topic in our classroom. Thank you for sharing it, and please thank the producer for making this powerful documentary. So again, everybody, thank you so much for that. We appreciate it, and that makes us feel good because the whole idea is we want to be able to make a positive difference, and we're glad that we were able to do our little part to help there. Now, in regards to our topic today, I met our guest, and I was so impressed at the time in which I met him that I said, you know, I'd really like to have you on our show. And we haven't had anybody like this on our show, but I think that it really fits. So his name is David Gould, and he is a design and builder consultant for Autism Home Design. He's a licensed contractor with a CAPS certification who specializes in designing and creating spaces for individuals with special needs. Now, in addition to owning Smart and Handy General Contracting, Dave is a founder of Move Friendly, which specializes in the modification of homes for people with disabilities by installing products sourced directly from industry leaders. David's knowledge of products and design options allows him to manage projects of all sizes, and he does so with a perspective of care and compassion. And that was one of the things that I recognized right away. David, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Thanks, Alan. I'm glad to be here.
Well, and again, as I said, when I learned what it is that you do, I was so impressed because, you know, we work with families, you know, we transport at-risk youth, where we're dealing with families that are struggling with, you know, with one of their children that may be dealing with a particular disability. And I saw, you know, in you and in what you're doing, something that I think really allows many of the families that don't see how they're going to make this work in their home, they're going to see a light at the end of the tunnel. They're going to see that there is something that they can do to hopefully bring their child, when the time comes, to bring their child back into their home, know that they're doing it and they're bringing them into a safe environment. So thank you for that.
Appreciate that.
Now, one of the things that you shared, and I'd like you to share with our audience, is a little bit about some of the statistics. So starting with, ASD, which is the autism mm-hmm. spectrum disorder, share a little bit about the prevalence of ASD in our society.
Well, it says the CDC estimates that 1 in 68 children are diagnosed with ASD. The CDC estimates that the ASD is also 5 times more common in boys, 1 in 42, than girls in 1 in 189. So, you know, knowing this information, we felt compelled to lend our talents to help solve the problem through sensory-based home design. So current home autism-friendly design initiates in the market, for instance, the movie theaters, AMC, mm-hmm. they're approaching that sensory-friendly films. Wyndham, they have an eye care for autism. Royal Caribbean International is an autism-friendly ships, so they have their ships being autism-friendly. And, of course, the last that we noted is JetBlue, Blue Horizons for autism.
So, well, share with us a little bit, because, a lot of people may not fully understand, but share what sensory-friendly means.
Well, what it is that you try to manipulate the environment as best as you can based on that child's or young adult's sensory profile issue. Whether you're adding or subtracting an object or modifying a space to fit their needs. And that makes their experience a lot more comfortable and not as stressful. So we see that change trying to be performed out there in the world. But what we thought would be best is to start at the home.
Right.
And that's where we have absolute control.
Okay. So now, and if I recall, I mean, you have sort of a step-by-step process. So share with us a little bit about Autism Home Design's kind mm-hmm. of four-step process.
Sure. Yeah. We've developed this unique four-step process. We think with this, it really gets down to the point of what we need to do in that home and with that child. So we have what's called the step one is a balanced needs assessment. We developed our own preparatory assessment, which is a combination of a well-recognized sensory profile screening and our own individualized questions regarding a client's home space. This is delivered by a board-certified behavioral analyst with experience working in the home environment with people with autism. So this assessment gives our AHD team a sensory profile for the person with autism and the home environment so we can compare the two and see how we can better mesh them together is the key point of that assessment. That's step one.
Okay.
So mm-hmm.
So that's part of the balanced needs assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've got that down, step two, you're now going into the design?
Yeah, the step two would be the design factor. So our team has identified over 100 products and designs and counting that we match each home based on our balanced needs assessment. We present each family with design options that fit their child's needs and budget in order to come up with custom designs that work for their entire family, not just the child with autism. The result is something truly unique in the industry, which is a home design concept built specifically for an individual with autism. Some design ideas include individualized therapy rooms, sensory spaces, outdoor play areas, custom designed bedrooms, and home safety measures that utilize smart home technology. So that would be in our design step process.
Now, once you've got it designed, I mean, mm-hmm. The next step I would imagine would be build, but I think one of the questions that a lot of people are going to have out there is, once you get it designed, at that point, I would imagine mm-hmm. you're sitting down now and talking about what it's going to cost. Are there avenues that allow some form of assistance via government or insurance?
Well, currently, the government doesn't necessarily recognize the design, may not have been out yet, but there are other outsources. So nonprofits donate the complications. And we can simplify that too. We can stick with just maybe the therapy room or maybe the room. We don't necessarily have to go completely throughout the whole house if there is a need for just keeping within a cost. So we really are sensitive to the client's needs, and we tell them the whole picture of what we can do, and then we try to sit there and knock out the things that are maybe on the high level and eliminate those first.
Okay, so now you've come to some level of agreement on what they need, what they can afford. So Now the third step would be you're now going to build it, right?
Yeah, but now we're going to build it or modify the space. And that's a lot of things of bringing in certain items in design or subtracting certain things that are agitating that child. So Autism Home Design uses a professional team that has passed our autism sensitive training. So our team makes the design come to life in a respectful and autism-friendly manner. So we provide visual supports and schedules to the family that helps support the build process and acclimate the person with autism to the changes that are being made. So there's no shock. It's a step-by-step process. It's not a speedy get it done, you know, like you see on some of these home shows. We really are sensitive to their needs. And we want to make sure that the child or parent, guardian, understands each of these steps and identifies with them.
Now, I think you bring up a great point that I didn't think of until you just said it, and that is, you know, on the one hand, we can recognize that there are certain things that would be dangerous or certain things that passed an autism autism sensitivity test. But you also mentioned about the fact that you're going to communicate with them because you recognize the fact that many times people diagnosed with autism have a real aversion to change. So,
they sure do.
So you have this aversion to change, but now you're going in and you're changing something. So obviously you recognize it, you're addressing it, and you're working with it. So that, again, it's the least intrusive way to deal with that particular person.
Yeah, case by case, too. Sometimes you can go in a little bit more, and sometimes you have to slow down the process and literally go through the step-by-step process. And that way it doesn't bring a shock to the child.
Now, you and again, when we had talked, and you had mentioned a fourth step that I would imagine a lot of contractors don't deal with, and that
right.
is that you engage them. So
correct.
Explain a little bit about that step, because I think it's so important in this particular type of construction or rebuilding.
Mm-hmm. It is very important, and I think it also holds accountability to what you've designed or built for the family, too, by engaging them. And what that means, we look at to continue engaging our clients even after the work has been completed, realize that the concept of autism design is new and not much research has yet been done in the practice and techniques. We want to collect data from our builds to answer important questions such as, did the design help alleviate any problem behaviors? Does the child tend to enjoy time in the home more? Have parents felt that their home feels like more of a home? We feel the only way to truly measure our success as a company is to engage our clients at this phase and answer these types of questions with our clients. It's a real important phase, and I think it shows accountability of what we designed. And you're right, in the regular contractor world, we don't generally walk through and show you how to use your bathtub or how to walk on your carpet necessarily, right?
Right.
And there's really sometimes no real follow-through afterwards. It's collect the money and leave. But that's not how we operate our business here. We feel it's important to engage the client in their new environment so they know how it's to be used.
Yeah, and when I learned that from you, the thought that came to mind for me was how great this would also be when you're dealing with children. They're going to age, and as they grow older, there's going to be different things that may work for their room that didn't work for them 2-3 years ago. Share a little bit about that, where you may find out information that now says you need to come in and make adjustments.
So basically what we do is we have a client for life, and we follow the client's process, and we come to an agreement of whether it's going to be every 6 months, every year, And it depends on the belt. So there's an open communication that we have full contact with the client. And we want to make sure that as the child progresses, and there might be some things that we designed for that moment that need to be modified, or some things that the child doesn't need at all anymore and has grown above that. So we want to make sure we keep that open dialogue constant. And then, of course, there's new development, too. There's new technology. There's new products out there. And we want to be a resource for those clients and make sure that child, you know, grows into adulthood, as safe as possible.
Well, now, speaking of being resources for clients, one of the questions that was emailed to us reads like this. 14 years ago, my son was diagnosed with autism in the rural area we live in Washington State. We did not have access to services such as yours at the time, so we had to address the needs one incident at a time. We are a part of a national network of families with autistic children. I look forward to sharing your site and information. In that regard, do you consult with families outside your geographical area?
We sure do. As a matter of fact, we have a success story that we helped a family in San Mateo, California. We found a new living arrangement for their loved one with autism. He was located in a living situation that was not conducive to his strengths or interests. So here's what our client had to say about our work with the family. It says, Tim and Dave's team helped my family and me put together a comprehensive interior living plan for my adult brother-in-law. His special needs made it challenging for him to live comfortably in his apartment environment. And Tim and Dave's team helped us pinpoint exactly which changes we needed to make to help my brother thrive. Through their analysis and specific recommendations helped us move through the family gridlock and helped us finally make progress so that we could implement a plan that's best for my brother. Thank you so much, Autism Home Design, for helping us not only have the conversation but also help us affect real change. 5 stars, hands down. And that was a Yelp review that one of our clients did. So yes, we can help out of state. And what that situation was, the individual was in like a group home, and they didn't really have a spot, but they wanted us to kind of design something based on his needs. And mind you, we didn't meet him. We had maybe a one-page background about him and talked about some of the issues that the family addressed. And with that, we were able to give them a 6-page report on where to look, like a shopping list, the ideal park environment, the ideal apartment or condo. They found certain things about him that he was scared of heights that they didn't know. We were able to really fit pieces of the puzzles based on our 4-step process that they didn't know for 42 years why he did certain things. And that was a success story in itself, knowing that our system really, really works. And it helped that family help them shop for the right place comfortably, and then we can come in and modify the interior space as needed. But you know, looking at a place for a young adult with Asperger's is tough. And they, he drives. He had a job, but he had certain things that they were concerned about, and we addressed those things in our design and implementation on that report that we did for them.
Yeah, and again, you bring up Asperger's, which I think is a great point. Share a little bit about what Asperger's is as it's related to autism and the fact that there are many people out there that have this, and as you said, they drive, they go to work, they do a variety of different things, and many people may not even recognize exactly what it is that's going on, but yet there are things that can make their life within their home or within their work environment much, much easier for them and for those around them.
Well, the industry likes to consider high functioning is maybe more the correct term for Asperger's. And with some slight modifications, like for instance, there's a new product out that will turn off a stove and monitor a stove, an electric stove, if it's left on. And that is one safety thing that we'd like to add for an individual like that. Then there's automatic locking door systems in case the individual forgets to lock it. There's a family member that can log on and kind of check out the environment. So we try to use smart technology with those applications because it's sometimes it's only like little specific needs. But through our first step, which is the what we call the assessment, we're able to sit there and cherry pick their certain detailed needs that maybe they don't even recognize, and modify that space simply to make it a safer environment and more, you know, the family too, obviously, feels a little concerned, and it alleviates some of that pressure on them too. So,
well, when you just mentioned about something to where it'll automatically turn off the stove or turn off the gas,
yeah,
you know what? I may need you to come out and check on me then, because I just last night, you know, I was upstairs after cooking and eating and stuff, and I thought this seems like it's warm, and I went downstairs and I forgot I'd left the oven on. So it sounds like some of the things that you have could be good for everybody. Now we're going to take a break right now, but for everybody, stay with us. And if you're online and you want to open up another window and you want to learn a little bit more about autism home design, go to autismhomedesign.com, open up another window, stay with us. We're going to take a break, but we will be right back. You're listening to Answers for the Family.
Founded over 25 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shields specializes in resolving adolescent issues that negatively impact the family. From preteen to young adult, we are experienced and qualified to help. We offer solutions which include referrals to a network of top professionals internationally that we work very closely with in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, and psychiatry. Our in-home crisis intervention care program helps to stabilize families and bring effective resolution. We are supported by our licensed investigation company that enables us to offer legal and expert services for locating runaway teens and more. Our therapeutic transportation services help to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely provided transportation to specialized schools and programs with unmatched experience and success. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services is the best solution when your family is facing personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585 and let us help you.
And we're back. We're talking to David Gould, and we are talking about designing and renovating homes for families with autistic children. And I say that about homes, but it's more than just homes. It's, you know, there are theaters that are being set up this way. There are hotels. There's a cruise line. There are airlines. This is the future. This is how we make changes that make life as good as it can be for people with disabilities. So, and again, David, I really appreciate the fact that you're doing this. And we have another email that has come in that I'd like to read. This one says, with so many families trying to keep their parents in their homes who have Alzheimer's or dementia but are still mobile, how similar are these home modifications? I know that there are a variety of concerns, but as in home care nursing, I would presume that the list of safety requirements might be somewhat similar. In your opinion, is this typically the case?
You know, it is. And when I first started Smart and Handy, working as a general contractor, we found that there were seniors in their home trying to stay there longer. They have some disabilities. There's baby boomers taking care of, you know, family members that might have some dementia issues or other, you know, ailments. And that's why I founded Move Freely. And Move Freely addresses the disability side of aging baby boomers or even young kids, too, like quadriplegics and so on. And a lot of these steps that I initiated with that company really translated also into autism home design, because we already had a key awareness about the environment and how it directly affected our client. And we had to do an assessment already based on their medical issue. So a lot of these steps are already kind of addressed through those other companies, and it kind of morphed itself into autism home design with a little bit more, obviously, clarity with children with autism. So they're kind of one of the same, and they kind of hold hands together with that. So as we're building on one, we're also finding new avenues on the other. So it really opens up the box a lot bigger than just being thinking about only somebody with disability or somebody with dementia or somebody with autism. It's across the board, because some children with autism do have disabilities. So you need to know about that also, not just the sensory profile. So yes, to answer your question, it's yes.
All right, and is that an area that you know, that you may be getting more involved in? I mean, it seems like this is a constantly growing area that you know, that would make sense, that it would be something that you would be doing more so in the future.
Oh, definitely. Yes, it's definitely going to be something we're going to do more in the future. We're constantly researching, constantly educating ourselves, never staying stagnant, and trying to really address our clients' needs as they come in. So, and technology changes, and a lot of new resources come out there. So this is an ever-growing need that we'll be a part of.
All right. And again, and as I said before the break, if you go to the website, autismhomedesign.com, I know they have a blog. I think if you go there, there are some questions that are sometimes posed. So I think if there's anything that's a continuing thing, that would be the place to go and learn a little bit more.
Correct.
So David, what is the future of Autism Design?
Well, the future of Autism Home Design, our goal is not only to serve clients here in Southern California, but hopefully to be on the cutting edge of gathering clients' outcome data in order to establish better practices in this field. So we want to empower others also. This will allow us to strive to assist individuals with autism in their own geographic regions. So we're kind of the, driving force, the starters of this. We have a really unique service that no one else has, and we're real proud of it.
Okay, well, I mean, if it's unique, you're going to be able to expand it. You know, I mentioned in one of the things that, you know, there are family groups. Oh, I know, it was in one of the questions. One of the questions, they talked about the fact that they're part of a network of families with autistic children. You know, is that something that, you know, that if there's a national network like that, you know, maybe that would be a great place for them to get in contact with you to see how you can help them, you know, establish better, a better, right, you know, deal for, anyway, wherever they may be geographically.
Sure. And we are involved with TACA, too, also. So we're on their list as a participant. So that's another avenue, of course, of looking us up and finding a little bit more about our company and how we're interacting with TACA. There's another thing I wanted to mention, too, that's real special. That just maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, we had the unique opportunity to have a discussion with a park called Courtney Sandcastle down in San Juan Capistrano.
Mm-hmm.
And that park is a very unique park. It's fully ADA compliant in the sense of to the fifth power, I like to say. Everything is user-friendly and ADA approachable. They also have a sensory garden that they've established, too. So our role on the board is to make this park more of an autism-friendly park. It's got all the bells and whistles that you need, but that just needed like a map that would identify the individual, like the swing sets and the sensory garden and in certain areas in the park, and kind of map it out in a color chart. And that way a therapist can take them to that park and do a dietary sensory program as they need. So, and that's what a lot of therapists, you know, strive to do in the home or at the facility, is that each child needs their own, like, 10 minutes on, rough play or 5 minutes of quiet time. And there's different little steps of a dietary program that they need. So we found this park, being as unique as it is to apply this dietary map for a therapist and or mom or dad to come down and walk through the park, just go online, and we're in the process of developing this map right now that's interactive, so where they can see all the elements in there and then come and enjoy time with their kid and still satisfying that dietary need. So we're real proud of being a part of Courtney Sandcastle and helping facilitate that dream.
Wow, that's beautiful. It's called Courtney Sandcastle. I will look that one up as well, because I know that I've spoken with some parents that have talked about that very thing, you know, saying mm-hmm. that, you know, unfortunately we live in a, you know, this is a particular parent telling me this, you know, we live in an apartment and we're really fearful about going outside, you know,
right.
because, and as you said, because there is so many different sensory things going on outside that they're very fearful of that. So knowing that there is at least this one, and hopefully there are others that people can go online and mm-hmm. and find this, and as you said, have a map to know what's there, what will work for them, and right. and where they're at. I love it.
Yep.
Well, David, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it very much. For anybody out there, if you're driving, if you were unable to write down some of the things, please go to our website at answersforthefamily.com. We will have all of David's information there and all of the information in regards to autism home design. So, David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate the time.
You're welcome. And for everybody else out there, please tune in next week when our guest shares with all of us her new book, Mountain Mantras, Wellness and Life Lessons from the Slopes. And if you miss a show or you want to share this show with your friends, please visit our archives at answersforthefamily.com. And the next time you're on Facebook or Twitter, please remember to stop by and like our page. If you're listening through iTunes or Stitcher, please rate the shows. Hopefully you're going to rate them in a positive way. It will help us, but it will also help listeners looking for a particular topic. They'll be able to see if that's something that's really going to be able to help them. So again, thank you for everybody out there. Be good human beings and be with us again next week on Answers for the Family.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.